Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And here we go, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And rejoining us, gracing us with his presence, back from load management, Kip Branch.
I worked this out with management a year ago. When I decided to get married, I told management I will not work on my anniversary. And management said, well, since you carry all the ratings on the show, we will agree to those conditions. So that's why I wasn't here last week. But I'm back this week, and things will get back to normal.
They're always normal.
They'll get back to normal.
What's not normal, in case you missed it, the Richmond Hill Wildcats are in the Final Four.
Yes, they are in the Valdosta Wildcats. All that trash you talked. You know, they've got, you know what the Valdosta Wildcats remind me of sometimes? They remind me of that family member who comes, who talks trash all year long, all year long, all year long, and then it comes time to meet up for Thanksgiving, and they don't have the guts to show up to take their medicine. That's what the Valdosta Wildcats remind me of. They talk all that trash. It's almost like they were entitled to win the 6A state championship this year. Didn't happen. Richmond Hill moving on.
I had Valdosta winning the 6A championship in my bracket, which is in 6A. The only team that I got right was Harrison in my Final Four.
Cats are butt hurt today, and they're going to appear on the third segment,
which is Kip Branch's butt hurt segment. We also will have a brand new high school football Jason Bishop top 10 power rankings,
which it better reflect. Richmond Hill better be in it, since they're the only team in these parts pretty much still playing. They better be on this power ranking system or whatever it is, or I'm balling it up and I'm talking to management and we're taking it out. We're just taking it out of the show.
Management will laugh you out of the office. And look, at the end of the day, I'm not telling you whether they're going to be there. I'm not telling you whether they're not. But what I am telling you is, look, Richmond Hill's got three losses on the season.
They are playing in the Final Four in 6A football. Yeah, they played a tough schedule, which they include played Camden.
Who they lost to?
They lost to Camden. Who did they lose to? I'm trying to think who Richmond Hill lost to this year. They didn't play the Wayne County game.
Nope.
Because that one got forfeited. I'm trying to remember who Richmond Hill lost to.
Here, I'll do you the favor.
They got a good. They lost to Camden, I know. They lost to, I'm not sure who all they played.
I'm looking it up for you.
Okay. But they had a they played a pretty good schedule. They went through the region undefeated at 4-0, and so they're hanging in there.
Do what you got to do.
That's it. They won the games that matter. But what matters is your regular season schedule gets you ready for a playoff run. And Richmond Hill, the Wildcats, the real Wildcats, because they beat those posers last night, those posing Wildcats 16-14.
Oh, Valdosta being called posers is typically not really in the same.
They posed this year because they were picked by everybody to win the state championship. Didn't happen. And now I was reading on the internet about blaming the officials. FYI, Valdosta, the officials are assigned by the state. It's not local officials when you get to this stage of the game.
All right. So, by the way, Richmond Hill won their opener 44-0 against Grovetown. And then they proceeded to lose three straight games. They started out the season 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to Camden. They lost to New Hampstead. And they lost to Liberty.
Because why? Their quarterback was injured, and he came back, and have they lost since? No.
So they had some they had an injury at the quarterback position. He got healthy, and they went on a run, and here they are.
I'm just telling you, they've got three losses. I'm not making these things up. Let's get to the scores, man.
Get to the scores.
All right, Lowndes advances once again. You might see them in the power rankings later in the show.
Yeah, they're going to definitely be in any power rankings.
28-20 winners over Grayson to advance to the Final Four in 7A. Allatoona, I didn't see this one coming. I really didn't.
I didn't either.
24-0 winners over Coffee. Allatoona advances to the Final Four in 6A. We just talked about Valdosta and Richmond Hill. Richmond Hill beats Valdosta 16-14. The Kula destroyed Lee County 56-21 to advance. See you, Lee.
Yeah, and they were at home. They got blown out with all those Albany. They cherry-picked Daugherty County and Lee County back-to-back state champions. Gone. See ya. Pump up the basketballs.
Harrison 28-7 winners over Houston. Dakula and Harrison will play in the Final Four, the number one and number two teams in the state, respectively.
My classmate Eddie Vail said that Dakula won the coin flip, so that game would be in Dakula next week.
You're friends with Eddie Vedder?
Eddie Vail, high school football. Brunswick High Pirates, baby, back in the day.
Do you know who Eddie Vedder is?
No. Not off the top of my head.
That's terrible. Have you heard of a band called Pearl Jam?
Yes.
Okay. He's the lead singer.
Okay. I'm sure he's good. I don't listen to that kind of music much, but I know Pearl Jam.
They're iconic.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least we can agree on that.
Yeah.
All right. The Jenkins Warriors.
Yes.
Are in the Final Four.
In AAA.
41-14 winners over North Murray.
Man, what would it mean to the city of Savannah public school system to win a state football championship? Would that not be the story of the year in Georgia high school football? It would be.
It would be.
Yes, it would.
Brooks County moves on, beating Metter 35-6. Brooks may win that thing. We'll see.
Coach Freeman is a heck of a coach. He's got a team that was a 2-seed. They got hot in the playoffs. He's got a lot of sophomores playing. They may not get through this year, but they're going to be a team to be dealt with over the next couple of years.
Jeremy Spoken. That one? You know it?
Yes.
Manchester goes down 54-12 against Irwin County.
Ooh, Irwin County and Clinch play next week.
Clinch wins 38-16 to set that Final Four matchup up.
A region matchup.
Westland destroys Savannah Christian, who was coming off a big upset of Country Day.
Yes.
Or Calvary Day, or one of those days.
They beat Savannah Country Day last week, upset them because they were high. They were high up in your power rankings or whatever you want to call them. Anxious to see where they're going to fall. Probably be number two or something, the way you do things.
Valwood beats Pinewood 42-20. Both of those teams were my power rankings last week.
But both of those teams are not going to beat the John Millage Academy, so it doesn't matter.
John Millage is going to be a tough out.
Yeah, they are.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's Island at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031, or online shell.hogan.com.
The biggest surprise for you is Jenkins or Valdosta losing?
Valdosta losing?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think Valdosta. I thought Valdosta actually would come in and blow out Richmond Hill, to be honest with you. And they didn't do it. And they lost 16-14. So there's really no excuse for Valdosta to lose that football game, but they did. Give Richmond Hill credit. That's why you're seeing a lot of crying by Valdosta fans on the internet today.
How many number one seeds in 6A got there? We know Dakula, Harrison, Stevenson was the only number one seed that did not make it.
I mean, that. One at number ranked, Dakula's one. Harrison's number two in the rankings, so they're going to play in a semifinal game in Dakula this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Richmond Hill hosting a Final Four game. this week.
Yeah, Mays was a number one, and Stevenson were a number one on that side of the bracket, and Alatoona emerges as a two seed. Were they a two? Yep, they were a two seed. So the only seed that's in the 6A Final Four that's not a one seed is Alatoona.
Alatoona and Harrison from the same region in the Final Four.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and during the break, I've been hearing a lot of Georgia Tech chatter, a lot of banter. It's a lot of banter on the set today. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The next game Lawrence Cager will play in will be the Orange Bowl. Best record in the NBA, you ask? That belongs to LeBron James. Breaking news, the Falcons win the NFC South. Did anyone really want to see Tyler Flowers play every day? If Florida State wins today against the Gators, the Noles will hire the interim. Perfect example of trying to fit a square hole in a round peg, the Georgia Tech offense. If you'd like to see Justin Fields lose, raise your hand. I say dumpster fire, you say Dallas Cowboys. Remember when Texas was back? 2021 national champion, Central Florida. Congrats, Virginia, on winning the Coastal. Your prize, Clemson. Cowboys' next head coach, Willie Taggart. Bama, give it up. You are not getting in. The committee will see to it. Kip Branch has asked me to accompany him to see Star Wars. And these are my thoughts.
You must have me mixed up with somebody else if you think I'm going to watch a Star Wars movie.
I got my tickets already.
Oh, you better get somebody else to go. Get your dad or somebody to go with you, because Kip is not a fan of the franchise.
You don't know who Eddie Vedder is.
You're not a fan of...
Are you American at all?
I am American. Mm. I'm just not a fan of Star Wars. I don't like those kind of movies. Just me.
Did you ever tune into The Watchmen?
I have not yet.
Like I told you to?
My wife has me watching Dolly Parton Heartstrings right now on Netflix.
Okay, we're moving on. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
That's true, man. That's what I've been watching.
No, we're not doing that.
When I invite a guest, show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes to raccoons to bats. Foxes to possums and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
Okay, so we're just going to pretend that you didn't say that. We're going to pretend that, no, we're going to pretend we didn't hear it, because I really think that it jeopardizes, I think that it jeopardizes your manhood.
I'm just telling you what I've watched with my wife at home.
So we're going, college, yep, producers are saying college football pick 'em, so that's what we're going to do. Heartstrings on Netflix.
That's what we've been watching. Pretty good, actually.
Appalachian State blows out Troy State 48-13. Take that to the bank.
Yeah, since they played yesterday. Yeah, take it to the bank.
Oh. Okay, so the games that haven't been played. Number 4, Georgia at Georgia Tech. I'm taking the Dogs.
I'm taking the Dogs big.
Number 1, Ohio State at 13, Michigan.
It's going to be a tough game. Ohio State's going to pull it out because the committee wants them in the playoffs, so they'll figure out a way for Ohio State to win the game today.
Number 3, Clemson at South Carolina.
I actually think this is going to be a good game, too, but I'm picking Clemson.
I'm taking Clemson as well. Rutgers at 10, Penn State.
Ooh, ugly game. Penn State big.
Maybe the game of the week that has perhaps the most title national championship implications. Number 5, Alabama at 15, Auburn. Write this down. Number 15, Auburn pulls out the upset. Alabama with a backup quarterback on the road, on the plains, in the Iron Bowl. Biggest game on their schedule. Game's too big for him. He's not ready. Auburn wins.
Auburn wins because of that defensive line. They're going to control the football game. They're going to cause Mac Jones some problems. I look for Auburn to get a big win today to bring the Gus Bus back at least one more year.
And here's another thing about the Auburn Tigers. They've lost to LSU. They've lost to Georgia. They've lost to Florida. There's not one game in the conference that's been a signature game or a key game that they've won. I cannot imagine that Auburn is going to lose to Georgia, Florida, LSU, and Alabama in the same year. I just can't get there.
What a schedule, though.
Yeah.
That's a tough schedule.
Number 9, Baylor at Kansas. I'll take Baylor.
I'll take Baylor big.
12, Wisconsin at 8, Minnesota. Another game that's got huge national championship implications.
This is for the Big Ten West Championship today.
The winner will likely go play Ohio State.
Winner does play Ohio State because Ohio State's clinched the other side. So the winner of this game goes and gets beat up next week.
Maybe. I'm not ready to write Minnesota off. I think Minnesota can play with Ohio State.
We'll see.
I think Minnesota wins today.
I do, too.
And shows you that they are for real.
I believe they are for real. But they're going to beat Wisconsin today. But then they'll go to the Rose Bowl as the Big Ten runner-up while Ohio State goes to the playoff.
Oregon State at 14, Oregon. I'll take the Ducks.
I'll take the Ducks big after they melted down last Saturday night.
Does Notre Dame chalk one up here today and lose on the road at Stanford?
No. They beat Stanford and get in a Big Six game. Why, I don't know, because of the record, but they'll beat Stanford today.
23, Iowa State at Kansas State, Iowa State.
Iowa State. I'm hearing rumors that their coach, Campbell, out there, Iowa State's going to be the next football coach at Arkansas. That was sort of rumors out there.
That'd be interesting, because I would think that if Gus Malzahn wanted that job, it was his.
We'll see how that turns out today, too.
Texas A&M at number two, LSU. This game's going to be, no, LSU wins.
I think LSU's going to blister A&M today and roll into Atlanta undefeated next week.
I agree. Florida State at 11, Florida.
This is going to be a good game. Florida's going to win, but FSU might put out their best effort of the year.
Write this down. The Florida State Seminoles go into the swamp.
No, don't do it, man.
The Florida State Seminoles go into the swamp.
You're dealing with fragile psyches, man.
And knock off the Florida Gators to continue the undefeated streak of their interim coach, therefore getting him officially the new Florida State head coaching job. It's his. If he wins today, the Noles know it. They go into Gainesville, and they beat the hated Gators.
Man, the Florida, their psyches are so fragile. They're just recovering now from the Georgia beating. And now, man, don't do this to them, man. You know, okay, you've lost our Florida viewers, man. They're gone.
Colorado at number six, Utah. Utah will win. Colorado, though, they might make this competitive. They need this game to get bowl eligible.
They may need this game to get bowl eligible, but they are not beating Utah at Utah.
Number seven, Oklahoma at 21, Oklahoma State. I'll take the Sooners.
I'm going to take Oklahoma State, baby. It's bedlam in Oklahoma today. Oklahoma State gets it done in like a 65-53 kind of game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Louisville at Kentucky. I'll take Louisville.
I'll take Kentucky. They've been playing hard. I'll take Kentucky.
That's a good reason.
They've been playing hard, man. You know what they're going to do with the quarterback.
Why do you like them? They've been playing hard.
Because they're more. I like them because they're more physical than Louisville.
Kip Branch's reasoning for picking football games.
That's why I pick them better than you.
Okay. Vanderbilt at Tennessee. I'll take the Vols.
Vols are bouncing back from that disastrous start. They were 1-4, about to go 7-5 today.
In the ACC, Wake at Syracuse. I'll take the Demon Deacons.
I'll take Syracuse. I mean, this game here is like taking an Ambien and just piling up on the couch.
Miami at Duke. I'll take Miami.
I'll take Miami as well.
Boston College at Pitt. I'll take Pitt.
I'll take Pitt.
North Carolina, NC State. I'll take NC State.
NC State. You just went down the ACC schedule, man. What a snoozer.
Outside
of Clemson, look at this garbage, man.
I agree.
And then you got people in Southeast Georgia that are just raving every day on the radio about the quality of the ACC.
I don't know. Oh, yes. I do know.
Are you kidding me, guys?
Yeah. Georgia State at Georgia Southern. I'll take Georgia Southern.
I'll take Georgia Southern as well.
And just in case you missed it, Central Florida destroyed South Florida in their rivalry game 34-7, because that's what Central Florida
does. Yeah, they're
does.
9-3 going to the Pinstripe Bowl. Fine season for the Knights.
9-3 football team. In most cases, if there was a fair ranking system, Central Florida would be in the top 15.
And Central Florida wouldn't be in the top 15 of anything football related.
Two biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort, or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Region honors from Glenn Academy and Brunswick High. Offensive Player of the Year, Nolan Grant from Glenn. First team all-region from Glenn, wide receiver Jaden Drayton, offensive lineman Drez Wilcox, defensive lineman Jordan Swain, linebacker Miles Smith, defensive back Byron Bacon, and kicker Chase Gabriel. First team all-region from Brunswick, running back Jacoby Hill, tight end Xavier Bean, wide receiver Che Foy, offensive lineman Caleb Cook, defensive lineman Justin Acra, linebacker Ryan Buckley, defensive back Devin Lafayette, and Freddie Towns. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
I could watch some of that game. It blew them out.
Well, at 42-0, that makes Cincinnati a 17-point better team than Wisconsin.
That's
what we're arguing. Who's a better team, Wisconsin or Cincinnati? They have a common opponent in Ohio State. Ohio State beat Wisconsin by 59. Ohio State beat Cincinnati by 42. Therefore, Cincinnati is a 17-point better team than Wisconsin.
These are these games you play, man. You are insulting actual football people that are listening to this show today. Please stop. Please stop doing that.
I'm not really. All I'm doing is presenting facts.
You're insulting real football people.
Are those the scores of the games?
You're doing common scores.
Common opponent. They beat this team by X, this team by Y. Who they beat by less?
Call
Cincinnati.
Vegas and ask them who would be a favorite in a hypothetical matchup between Wisconsin and Cincinnati. I'm sure you would not agree with their answer.
I don't really need to do that. I know.
Because you are wrong, like you always are. We got a segment we got to get to.
So this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal. The only reason he wants to get to it is because it's his segment. he's rushing things along.
I'm trying to get these sponsors
to do
in, man.
His segment.
I'm trying to get the sponsors in.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network with Kip Ranch is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Kip's Butthurt Segment.
Butthurt Segment. Interactive Butthurt Segment. Number 5. On the butthurt list this week, the Ole Miss Rebels. You're down by a touchdown in the Egg Bowl. You drive down the field. You score with 4 seconds left. Your wide receiver hikes his leg up and pees on a fire hydrant in the end zone. Probably planned it all week. If I score a touchdown, I'm going to hike my leg. We're playing the Bulldogs. I'm going to hike my leg up, and I'm going to pee like a dog
and it's going to be funny, and it's going to get me some hits on Twitter. Well, all it got you was a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct, so you move the extra point back 15 yards, and your kicker misses the extra point, and you lose 21-20 to your most hated rival and lose the Egg Bowl. Headlines. Ole Miss pees away the Egg Bowl. That's what happened. Number four on the butthurt list this week, the entire state of Florida's professional football landscape. The Jags are awful. The Dolphins are awful. The Bucks are awful.
Bucks are better than Falcons.
They may be, but they're awful. How does a state with 25, 26 million people... How does the state of Florida not have a good professional football team? I don't get it. I just don't.
There's a lot of talent in the state of Florida.
High school football, yeah. High school football, college football. The state of the entire Florida right now is not very good, especially in those professional football teams.
That was number four?
Yep. Number three on the butthurt list this week. The Texas Longhorns, after they won the Sugar Bowl last year, oh, we're back, baby. Hook 'em horns. You know, Big 12 even put in a thing. If you do the downward horn, you get a penalty. But the Which is stupid. But the Horns are 7-5 right now. They have concluded their regular season, and they're talking about a hypothetical matchup in the Texas Bowl with Texas at 7-5. Against Texas A&M at 7-5.
I take the Aggies.
I would, too. Yes, I would. Number two on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Valdosta Wildcats.
No, he went high school.
The Valdosta Wildcats, just anointed by everybody, including my co-host here.
I had them winning a state title. I did.
Had them winning a state title. They were just going to be unstoppable. They go to Richmond Hill, baby, and run into a trap. Trap game. Looking ahead.
Trap game in the playoffs?
They run it. They overlooked Richmond Hill and got beat 16-14. Okay. That high-scoring Cat offense, 14 points at Richmond Hill. So does that mean that if Brunswick High played Valdosta, Valdosta would beat them 14-13? They're 1 point better than Brunswick High?
Could.
Huh?
It could.
I'm just saying, using your logic. Number one on the butthurt list, and I've been waiting all two whole days now to get to do this show. Number one on the butthurt list this week, the Dallas Cowboys.
Of course, he would.
Cowboy Nation. All that talent. You got talent everywhere. You got the best running back in football. He doesn't get a carry the last 24 minutes of the football game. What is going on in Dallas? 6-6, barely hanging on top of the worst division in all of professional football, the NFC East, and the Dallas Cowboys lead the division with a 6-6 record. Now, I got some Cowboy fans right here, right now on Facebook Live, and they're probably mad. They're probably going to cower down in the corner and say, Kip was talking about the boys on the radio today. That's just how it works, baby. Cowboys, number one on the butthurt list.
Guys, November is here and Christmas is on the way. Get your special someone to hightail down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's a touchdown! Gifts for all ages and all budgets. Remember, everyone wants a Cunningham bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers, located at 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. with a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Purple Rain. I don't really believe you're a cowboy fan.
Great song, baby. Coming back, my buddy Scott Spence sings this when he goes out to karaoke night. This is on the playlist for him.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch and the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southern Hardware and by Cunningham Jewelers.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it, from mowers to trailers to case knives. You will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. I thought it said Southeast Georgia, but Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Good Lord.
What?
You.
Had a lot of Thanksgiving turkey, man.
Jason Bishop's high school football top 10 power rankings playoff edition again, so here we go. I'll go ahead and give you what they were last week. Last week, number 10, Coffee. Number 9, Valwood. Number 8, Valdosta. Number 7, Country Day. Number 6, Pierce. 5 was Pinewood. 4 was Clinch. 3, Jenkins. 2, Irwin. And 1 was Lowndes. That's last week.
All right. Let's
get started with this week.
All right. Let's hear it.
Dropping down a few spots at number 10, 9-2, the Pinewood Patriots.
Season's over. They dropped. Finishing the top 10, though, Pinewood at 9-2.
For now. At number 9, also having their season end last night, the Valdosta Wildcats at 10-2.
Cats drop a game on the road they should have won. They dropped one spot in your rankings.
At number 8, at 10-1, Country Day.
Hold on now.
What are we doing?
Who is Country Day?
Savannah.
They've been in the rankings all year?
Yeah, they've been.
Savannah Country Day? What is this, a soccer pool?
They're 10-1.
Oh, okay.
Pay attention to the record.
So they're number 8?
They're number 8 this week.
Okay.
At number, you see, now you've messed with my feng shui.
I thought you were doing a volleyball or a soccer pool, man. Geez. I'm sorry.
What? At number 7, at 11-1, the Pierce County Bears.
Pierce. Been a top 3 all season. They dropped to 7. after losing to Hart County. Heartbreaking loss.
At number six, at 8-3, the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We got somebody that's still playing football in this poll. At number six, which means there's going to be two or three other teams that our season is complete, ranked ahead of a team that's in the Final Four.
At number five.
Yeah.
At number five, at 10-2, the Valwood Valiants.
Valwood's still playing. All right.
At number four, at 11-1, Clinch County.
Clinch is still playing.
At number three, at 12-1, the Jenkins Warriors.
The Jenkins Warriors, baby.
At number two, undefeated at 11-0, Irwin County.
Irwin County.
And the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings at 13-0, the Lowndes County Vikings.
Lowndes. Looking like they may win a state championship. Jenkins right there at number three, baby. I just have a hard time with Valwood being ahead of Richmond Hill.
Okay, so let's recap. Number 10, Pinewood. Number 9, Valdosta. Number 8, Country Day. Seven Pierce. 6, Richmond Hill. 5, Valwood. Did you snort?
I was just laughing, man. You got me cracked up. You can't even spit out Savannah Country Day. Which, man, this is not volleyball season, man.
7 is Pierce, 6 is Richmond Hill, 5 Valwood, 4 Clinch, 3 Jenkins, 2 Irwin, and 1 Lowndes.
Jenkins could end up in a historic number one at the end of this poll, at the end of the season.
They could. Yeah. It would be tough to leapfrog Lowndes.
Lowndes could lose.
Again, just because you win or lose, that's not going to drop or make you move up. There's a logarithm that I put in.
A logarithm.
There's a logarithm that I put in that I use to formulate all these rankings and where they come out at.
This Irwin County Clinch game is going to be a good one this week. Going to be a good game. 2-4. Jenkins number 3. Valwood ranked ahead of Richmond Hill. Wow. Pierce, Savannah Country Day. At 8.
Mm. And I'll tell you this. I added a new statistic into my logarithm.
Now let's hear this.
And so if you'll notice,
okay,
that after I added this new statistic, that the teams that were done were at the bottom. The teams that were still playing were a little higher than that.
Okay.
It's because I added a little criteria into my formula, and that's what it spit it out as.
So the formula about how you play within your schedule, that still matters.
To an extent.
Right? That's what you've been saying all year.
To an extent.
How you play,
what you do within your schedule, what you can control, still matters.
So Lowndes, Irwin, Jenkins, Clinch, Valwood, Richmond Hill, top 6 teams.
All still playing
in the Final Four. So they've done more in their schedule than any of the teams that's going to be ranked below.
Well, I'm not going to say they've done more or less.
Well,
I'm just saying
that
according to where they're ranked, with that criteria in place and some other criteria that were used to determine where these teams fall, that's where we ended up.
Other criteria. Sounds like the College Football Playoff Committee. What do you do? Are you the AD for Oregon or Utah now? Are we going to conspire to keep Alabama out of the playoff just because we're tired of seeing them there, so the other kicks in?
That's a great idea. I think that the top 4 teams of my rankings should be involved in some type of playoff against one another.
Mm.
Then we could settle it.
It wouldn't take long to settle that, these top 4 teams. It would not take long to settle that. That'd settle out pretty quickly.
The top 4 would be Lowndes, Irwin, Jenkins, and Clinch.
I believe Jenkins would beat Irwin County in a 14 playoff.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I think they would get Irwin County, and then Lowndes would absolutely destroy Clinch.
Mm.
Yeah, that would be that'd be an ugly game.
Yeah, that'd be an unfair game. Exactly. That's why these rankings are done not just in classification and who you've beaten and who you've lost to. It's what you've done within your schedule, because 7A programs aren't going to play single A programs. And single A programs aren't going to play 7A programs, so you've got to
you got to be fair and take into account what's on their schedule.
So you could do it next week, and you could have Irwin and Clinch play, and then they drop. You bump Valwood up to the fourth slot to play Lowndes. I'm pretty sure Lowndes would enjoy having that matchup.
Well, that's a GISA against a 7A GHSA. That's
they
not,
get cherry-picked. Every year, Lowndes gets cherry-picked by Valwood, so I'm sure that Valwood would – I'm sure Lowndes would probably enjoy playing that football game.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah, that would – I actually might go watch that.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting matchup.
I think I'm going to make the Richmond Hill game because they've got the game at home.
Yeah, they're hosting Allatoona mm-hmm. at home. Allatoona's come down here. They've come to the coast a couple of times and not done well. Glen Academy put them out a couple of years ago when they rolled down here.
That they did.
Yep.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time, whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over. You are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Region honors from Glen Academy and Brunswick High. Offensive Player of the Year, Nolan Grant from Glen. First team All-Region from Glen, wide receiver Jaden Drayton. Offensive lineman Drez Wilcox. Defensive lineman Jordan Swain. Linebacker Miles Smith. Defensive back Byron Bacon. And kicker Chase Gabriel. First team All-Region from Brunswick, running back Jacoby Hill, tight end Xavier Bean, wide receiver Che Foy, offensive lineman Caleb Cook, defensive lineman Justin Acra, linebacker Ryan Buckley, defensive back Devin Lafayette, and Freddie Towns. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You know, for somebody that rails on the 80s as much as you do,
mm-hmm.
it sure seems like a lot of rejoining bands have a lot of 80s music tied to them.
Got nothing to do with me.
Okay.
That's the producers that choose okay. that stuff. I've got okay. nothing to do with that.
So you're saying that's management?
That's management.
Okay.
Which I think that's catering to you because, you know, you're allowed in a 3-week span to take off 2 of those 3 weeks. I do that, and you've got a different co-host, period. I'm out the door.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service. That word's coming again. Here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water will also service your home or business for purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies are available. Creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233-166. Key Circle Drive.
Right now, the Twitter question of the week. Should the Dallas Cowboys hire Jimmy Johnson as their next head coach? 95% of our listening audience says yes.
Probably 800 votes already. Probably quite a few Cowboy fans. Oh, they love some Jimmy.
I'm just telling you, 95% of the vote says they should.
So is Jimmy going to bring back Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Charles Haley?
Oh, you went Charles. That's Ken Norton Jr.?
He going to bring all of them back?
No.
I mean, then why do you need to bring Jimmy back? Jimmy was a product of that one trade where he traded Herschel Walker for
everybody.
For everybody, and that might have been the trade of the century. If you want to bring Jimmy back and put him as the GM. And
that's
let Jimmy go out. Let
Dallas.
Jimmy go out and bring in a football coach that knows how to win.
You and I both know that isn't happening.
If they want to win, they'll bring Jimmy in as the GM.
Well, you and I both know that isn't happening.
They'll keep going 6-6.
The Atlanta Braves made another signing this past week. They signed Travis d'Arnaud as their starting catcher. 2 years, $16 million, $8 million a year. Pretty decent numbers. Hit 16 home runs last year with the Rays.
Good pickup. They've addressed that bullpen. On paper, the best bullpen in baseball. The Braves are 2 moves away, in my opinion, from being a legitimate World Series favorite. And that is bring back Josh Donaldson,
mm-hmm.
re-sign him, and go out and get a bona fide number one starting pitcher.
Madison Bumgarner.
Or somebody. Those are the 2 moves that still need to be made before spring training, and now we'll be cooking with Crisco if you're a Braves fan.
If the Atlanta Falcons end up with the number one draft pick, if they do, I know they're not going to, but if they do you draft Joe Burrow?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think Matty Ice is, you know, he's pretty much on his way out. He's been around a long time. He's not what he used to be. He's a former MVP. Thank you for your service. We're going to draft this young kid. You groom him to take your job in the next year or so.
You think Matt Ryan be okay with that?
He'd have to be okay with it. See, that's the problem with millennials like you, okay?
That I want to be loyal to a guy that's taking me to a Super Bowl?
You don't understand the business aspect of football. The Falcons are drafting at the top of the draft pool. You're trying to get better for the future. You're not going to get better by keeping Matt Ryan as your quarterback for another 5-6 years. You've got to draft the heir apparent, bring him in, get him groomed, and then you start moving on from there.
You're drafting a quarterback 2 years too early for Matt Ryan if you take Joe Burrow in this draft, if he's available wherever
Falcons
the Dragons may end up picking.
You said quarterback. The Falcons have a lot of issues, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that need to be addressed too. They need to rush the passer better.
They do.
They need to cover better in the secondary. They need probably some help on the offensive line.
Do the Atlanta Falcons hire
Saban.
Saban's not going to coach the Atlanta Falcons, man.
Why not?
He's 70. He's almost 70 years old. What does he have still left to prove in the game of football?
That he can coach in the NFL successfully because he did not do it in Miami.
Then go to the Dallas Cowboys, who have a better roster right away, and try to win there. Not Atlanta. Okay.
So
you
do
don't
the,
go to
so
Atlanta.
Do the Cowboys hire Nick Saban? I mean, is that what you're trying to imply?
If Saban said, I'm interested in a Cowboy job, who would not? Why would Jerry Jones not want to talk to him? Jerry should send a corporate plane to Tuscaloosa. If Nick Saban was to say, hey, man, I might be interested in the Cowboy job, that job's intriguing to me, then right then the corporate jet's gassed up and it's taken off from Dallas right then.
Breaking news. What? Kip Branch says, write this down.
No, Kip didn't say write it down.
The Dallas Cowboys are hiring Nick Saban.
No.
That's what I heard.
I said if he expressed interest in the job, the corporate jet's on the way. But I don't look for him to coach after he leaves Alabama. I may be wrong. I mean, what else does Nick Saban have to prove?
That he can, win in the NFL because he didn't do it.
I mean, some people aren't cut out to be NFL head coaches. Some people are cut out to be college head coaches.
Have you seen my high school football brackets?
Yeah, I saw a lot of marked up brackets where you know. Okay, yes, I read them before the show.
See, you want to focus on the negative. What I was going to say was, in each of the classifications, I have at least one team right in the Final Four.
I mean, that's not nothing to brag about on a radio show.
I have at least one team right in the Final Four in every classification.
I mean, okay. Congratulations. Congratulations. You've done a fantastic job.
Finally, some recognition.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Guys, November is here and Christmas is on the way. Get your special someone to hightail down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's a touchdown! Gifts for all ages and all budgets. Remember, everyone wants a Cunningham bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers, located at 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.